Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spoler. You know, last summer, Jerry, a lot of us put up a lot of things, including some peppers that grow so well in Maryland.
Yeah.
And it's never too late to start thinking about how to use those.
Sure, because the spring stuff's right around the corner.
Right.
So I think salsas are a great way to do it. And, you know, just a quick aside about it, if you do grow peppers, drying them is probably the easiest thing to do. And believe it or not, I've fallen in love with the vast amount of different peppers we can grow here in Maryland and dry for the use throughout the winter.
I've never tried drying peppers.
Yeah,
how do you
I mean,
do it?
A dehydrator would be the easiest move. And there's some very inexpensive ones out there.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you have a gas oven, the pilot light in the oven generates enough heat to just lay them out on a rack. I mean, if you have a sheet tray and a drying rack, you know, mm-hmm. just a cooling rack, a baking rack. You can lay them out and let them sit in the oven overnight or a couple of days. The tradition of them in sort of Mexican food and in salsas, especially through the winter when fresh produce like to make pico de gallo isn't available, is really interesting. The chipotle, which is, you know, a great dried jalapeno that's been smoked,
mm-hmm.
makes this incredible salsa called salsa negro.
Oh, yeah, I've
heard
about that.
It's a spicy sauce, but with an incredible smoky flavor. And it's made simply by just sort of cooking garlic, onion, and then adding these dried peppers with some water and just letting this cook down till they hydrate and pureeing it in a food processor with an immersion blender. And you get this incredible sauce. And it's not just good for Mexican food. I've been putting on almost everything I eat. My eggs in the morning, sandwiches, steaks.
Mm-hmm.
It's really amazing.
Now, I've seen the ancho pepper, which mm-hmm. is a dried poblano, dried smoked poblano.
Sure.
Is that something you would rehydrate?
Yeah, that and like the guayillo, those two peppers are sort of the workhorse peppers of Mexico. That's salsa roja, sort of the
yeah.
red sauce, made in a very, very similar manner as salsa negra. Again, just rehydrating these guys in a bunch of water and squeezing them out and then using them just as you would fresh peppers to make that type of red salsa that we're used to seeing.
Jerry, is it okay to improvise while you're making these sauces?
You know, this is the deal with this is anything goes, right?
Okay.
I mean, it's just like when we talk in the summer about making sort of fresh salsas.
Right.
You know, there's a great little pepper called arbol.
Yeah.
Right? Those, we grow them a lot here in Maryland, or serranos, which I know Ian at Richfield Farms of them in the summer, that I dried a ton of, make this salsa arbol, which again, very, very similar process. But this salsa has the addition of papitas, or the pumpkin seeds.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also made it when I don't have those with walnuts, with almonds. But again, in the food processor, this very spicy sauce, which you know you're probably used to, gains a richness and sort of a fatness in the mouth with the addition of these nuts
mm-hmm.
Pureed into the sauce. And it's honestly, quite frankly, become my favorite salsa to make and to use in a variety of ways.
Would you be tempted to use any of the products that you pickled over the course of the fall?
Certainly. If you've pickled a bunch of cucumbers with onions and garlic and find your way to get some tomatillas, this is a very interesting way of making salsa verde.
Yeah.
You know, traditionally not a pickled version of this, but I've done it in the past with pickled vegetables and tomatillas, roasting the tomatillas first,
mm-hmm.
along with some fresh onion, and then pureeing in pickled vegetables for, I hate to say Mexican relish, but something that kind of resembles that.
Oh, boy. Lots of things to try. We're going to put it on the website. I'm Al Spoler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.